opening bell on Wall Street. And the Dow's down 65 points so far this morning as we get started after being down 650 points yesterday. I'm Bob Clark. Time for our stock update now with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, yesterday, Dow had its biggest one-day drop since September 3rd, down 650 points. It was almost trading down 1,000 points at one point yesterday. S&P and NASDAQ were also down as well. 1 week from today is election today. Is election season always this volatile, or is 2020 being as turbulent and unpredictable as usual?
Well, Bob, you know, it's always turbulent when you have an election. And again, don't forget, today's the last day, I think, to turn in your absentee ballots. Is that right?
Well, they recommend you put them in the mail by today.
Yes.
But it's not, okay, it's so not a hard deadline.
I would tell
deadline.
Everybody, make sure you go out and vote whatever your heart tells you. But, you know, Bob, again, it's a bit of both. In addition to being the last days of this 24-hour news cycle, this vicious election, we're in the middle of a month of a long pandemic with over 223,000 Americans have died, as well as skyrocketing cases lately. And, of course, the stalled stimulus package, you know, the Senate went home, right? So,
okay. Well, let's talk about the market fallout from the election. What if Trump doesn't win next week? Historically, has it been worse for the market if a Democrat challenger wins?
Well, let's look back at history. On average, the return has been a 1.8% increase in the S&P 500 when a Democratic challenger wins. And, of course, that would be Biden, right?
Okay. Well, I mean, some people might be wondering, why not just sort of sell now and come back after Inauguration Day and see what the situation is? That way investors can miss out on the downturn.
Right. So Biden or Trump, the market really hasn't cared this year, right, Bob? Again, the fiscal policy, monetary policy has been more of the inside of what's going on with this market. A week from, you know, today, there'll be a job performance review. Politicians will talk big about giving away money and printing more money and helping the little guy. But, Bob, you know, and our listeners know, they're only worried about who's unemployment.
Yes, their own. So you're staying put and not making any radical changes before the election, but should investors get ready to adjust their portfolios once the election has been decided?
Well, first of all, since 1942, every presidential election, on average, the S&P 500, whether it's Democrat or Republican, has averaged about 3.1% positive return after Election Day to Inaugural Day. And again, in 7 days, Bob, we'll breathe a sigh of relief, you know, but Bob, who's counting, right? Again, I can't wait to watch those MyPillow commercials. I can't believe I'm saying that. Instead of the constant media attacks on different politicians, by the special interest, right?
Yeah, going into this week, there have been some adjustments you would recommend, right?
Yeah, you know, I always say hedge your best, right? First, rotate in what seems to be the overvalued and overhyped. Look at the underloved and underappreciated. Again, if Biden wins, it's a blue sweep. Look at utilities, large companies, multinational, as well as think the FANG stock. If Trump pulls this out like he did in 2016, right, Bob, if the election is held today, Hillary would be president. But you know what? The election is not held today. It's a week from now, right? So think small cap, large companies, pipelines, natural gas, U.S. manufacturing. No matter who wins, Bob, I won't sell my gold for all the tea in China. Hedge your bets. Remember that the Chinese symbol for crisis is the same for opportunity. This week, and of course the weeks ahead, there'll be a lot of opportunity. Just look for those opportunities. Don't worry about the sensational headlines that will be piercing us by the decibel levels.
Very good. And you're having a Zoom meeting coming up next Monday, the day before the election at 2 o'clock, on how to survive the uncertainty and invest with confidence during the election season. So tell us about how our listeners can sign up.
Bob, we're brave, right? We're going to have it right before. So a lot of people are nervous about that. So we just want to kind of calm everybody's jets a little bit. Again, our speaker will be Dave Wisenitis. He is vice president with American Funds, and they'll lead the discussion and take questions. Again, we'll look at today's investing environment, the light, the positives in the world, and stay focused on the long term of your investment goals. Again, you can go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, click on the events tab, and you can also just call us at 828-4068. Also, I gave you a lot of statistics out there. You can go to the Resource Center and do a fact check on me, Bob, unlike the politicians. I've got the fact checks of the presidential elections, so just go to My Financial Sense. And lastly, I want to mention securities investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, we'll see you next week, Election Day. And also,
yes,
Everybody drive slow out there. It's kind of crazy and icy, so be careful.
Kind of. All right, thank